You know, in the middle of our Wisconsin winter, and especially on a day like today when it is so cold, I think it can be a lot more tempting to curl up on the couch with a good book or watch a movie than it is to go outdoors. But some of the places that you enjoy in warm weather are just as beautiful, maybe even more beautiful, at this time of the year. Larry Mielerhan, so glad you could join us on the Ideas Network. We're spending time today talking about one of the natural wonders of our gorgeous state. It's the Ice Age Trail. And Tim Malzahn is Director of Trail Operations of the Ice Age Trail Alliance. He manages the trail program and develops and manages projects and policies related to designing and building and maintaining and stewarding the trail. And as you know, it's a long trail, so I'm sure it takes a fair amount of work to get all this done. He was introduced to the Ice Age Trail when he completed a thru hike in 1991. And Tim, great to have you with us today.
Thanks so much, Larry.
It's always a pleasure, and it's always fun to talk about the Ice Age Trail. And I want to give our listeners certainly a chance to join in. Maybe you've enjoyed the Ice Age Trail or parts of it. I want to comment on it. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've wondered what Wisconsin looked like during the Ice Age and why we have this trail. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mieler Show. Love to hear from you. And again, the number, 1-800-642-1234. Let's go back to Ice Age Wisconsin, actually, or maybe even pre-Ice Age Wisconsin. What was the climate and the terrain like?
If we consider geology to be the study of Earth, you know, we've probably been at it for about 2.5 million years, but as a science, we've only kind of put it into these terms for a couple of hundred years. So back in the early 1800s, scientists tried to get a handle on geologic time by dividing it up into different periods. So we are in the age of humans, so to speak, and going back about 2.5 million years to today, and in that time period, scientists estimate that there were probably 60 different major glacial advances, and certainly at least 15 significant glacial epochs in the central and eastern portions of the United States. The Wisconsin glaciation dates from about 18,000 years ago to about 10,000 years ago, which in geologic time is just a flash in the pan, really. It's almost like when we started our conversation, Larry. So very recent, and the late Wisconsin glaciation, what the climate would have been like, certainly cold. Glaciers form when more snow falls and compresses into ice than can melt. So, yeah, it was cold, but there would have been periods of warming as well. And this massive ice sheet, like over the state capital, would have been probably 800 feet above the Capitol building.
Wow.
Would have probably been a half mile above Green Bay.
Huh.
And to get a sense of what the climate may have been like, I would point towards Natural Arches State Park. It's a small little state park outside of Sauk City, and where you can see in this sandstone arch the striations of wind-borne sand and called loess, which would have just been whipping from winds off of the massive ice sheet 15 miles away and just kind of like sandblasting things. So it had to be a very harsh environment, but still it was the age later in the Wisconsin glaciation that gave rise to mastodons and mammals. Came back, and we see many examples throughout the state where humans hunted mammoths and mastodons. So it had to be quite a time.
It had to be. Well, how does the trail, I mean, how do, what is the what is the Ice Age Trail actually? I think that's probably the way to put it, because I'm sure a lot of people don't really understand it. And what lines does it follow?
The Ice Age Trail is Wisconsin's first and only state scenic trail, and it is a national scenic trail. It's intended to be about 1,200 miles long when complete, and currently there's about 650 miles of it established, open for public use. And the basic theme of the Ice Age Trail, why Congress, for example, in 1980 would have seen the significance of adding the Ice Age Trail to the National Trails system, and why the state of Wisconsin in 1987 would have embraced the state being part of the effort to develop it, is to tell a story of continental glaciation. And if geology is the study of Earth, some scientists use an expression of the present is the best indicator of the past, and combine them and you get the best indicator of future conditions. So Ice Age Trail is here to tell the story of the land, how it came to be, and not to be forgotten is the human story on the landscape as well.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So it's about, it's intended to be about 1,100 acres. We got about, I'm sorry, 1,100 miles. Yeah, about 600 or thereabouts miles now. And what about the features? I mean, as you walk, I'm thinking about the trail and where it goes, and you know, knowing what I know about Wisconsin, for example, I would think it'd be the features of it would be absolutely astounding as you walk mile after mile.
Absolutely, and it's just a fantastic way to discover Wisconsin. No question about it. The land and the people, and the different little pockets of cultural interest, archaeological, geological, natural history. I caught the tail end of your previous guest, and I heard you mention that you have a cabin by Hancock, Larry. Well, Ice Age Trail is just a little bit to the east of Hancock, and the most significant glacial landform there, of which Hancock is part, is a glacial tunnel channel. So glacial tunnel channels would be a feature, basically a river running underneath this massive sheet of ice.
Yeah.
So those lakes that you probably enjoy at Hancock, that's a direct result of the Wisconsin glacier.
Yeah. To what extent do can you learn about it as you walk it?
Our interpretive and storytelling resources for the public just continue to get better all the time, whether that's through the digital age of being able to find out information in advance from your phone, from your computer, iceagetrail.org. We've got some really excellent and informative publications. The Ice Age Trail Guidebook for 2014 has a lot of real fundamental type of helpful hints for where to access the trail, what you will find, what local services are, and snapshots of the geology or cultural features of a particular segment of the trail. So more and more, my involvement goes back to 1991, so I'm an old-timer.
Yeah.
already, and man, the difference from then till today is just
monumental.
Like when I through hiked, the first challenge was to find maps that even remotely corresponded to where the trail might be on the ground.
That's
much different today.
Dave in Middleton has a question for you. Dave, hi. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, great. In the governor's proposed budget, they, you know, he puts in a moratorium on the stewardship program, and I was wondering how that's going to affect your ability to do additional purchases of the Ice Age Trail.
If the governor's proposed budget passes as it is today, it will have a very significant impact on extending the trail by being able to acquire trail right-of-way or protect different parcels of land moving forward. And the other aspect of what's in the governor's proposal has to do with stewarding existing resources that are already in the state's ownership by providing some development funds to be able to take care of lands and facilities associated with both recreational and conservation aspects of these properties throughout the state.
Yeah. So both the future and current are properties, future properties and current properties are affected or can be affected, depending
on. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there we go. Dave, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. It's something that certainly needs to be considered and thought about as we visit about the trail. It's a national scenic trail, isn't it? How did it become a national scenic trail?
The Ice Age Trail was the brainchild of a gentleman whose name was Ray Zillmer. Ray graduated from UW-Madison. He was a pretty successful attorney, lived over in the Milwaukee area, Wauwatosa, I think, specifically. And he was also a mountaineer in the 20s and 30s. There's a peak named for him in northwestern Canada.
Ah!
Yeah. He was instrumental with the Isaac Walton League to establish the Kettle Moraine State Forest in the 30s. And he was the first person to conceptualize and then be able to articulate
the Mauin
vision.
Oh, the trail. You know what? Hold on to that thought, Tim, because we're going to take a quick break. And then we'll come back and kind of finish that little bit of history as we visit with our guest, Tim Melzon. Stay with us. We here in Wisconsin know that different parts of the state have pretty distinct landscapes. And what you may not always remember is that a lot of that variety is caused by the ice sheets that covered our state during the Ice Age and then Ice Ages and then the retreat of the glaciers, one of the stunning remnants of the long history, the natural history, is the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. Tim Melzon, talking with him, he directs the trail operations of the Ice Age Trail Alliance, manages the trail program, develops and manages projects and policies related to designing, building, maintaining, and stewarding the trail. He was introduced to it when he completed, as he mentioned earlier, when he completed a through hike in 1991. And once again, Tim, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Larry. It's great to be able to share some of this story about the Ice Age Trail with your listeners.
You know, we were talking about, before our news break, we were talking about how it happened to become a national scenic trail, and you were mentioning Ray Zillmer, who was an attorney who, fairly well-to-do but interested, and teamed up with the Isaac Walton League in part for this?
That was kind of how he formed the genesis for it, and he started the predecessor to the Ice Age Trail Alliance, then known as the Ice Age Park and Trail Foundation, as a citizens group in 1958. And Ray unfortunately died about 3 years later, but former Congressman Henry Royce picked up the torch. And it was a long battle to achieve National Scenic Trail designation, but that did occur in 1980, thanks to the efforts of many, and certainly most notably Congressman Henry Royce.
We have Ann in Greenfield on with a question, and I think it relates to what we're talking about certainly here. So let's go to Ann. Thanks for waiting, Ann.
You're welcome. I really enjoy Outside Wisconsin, and I'm fascinated by this trail. Could you tell me how it runs in or around Milwaukee, if it does, and how difficult it is to hike, and are there short-length areas around here that locals could get onto and enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
Great questions, Anne. And yes, the Ice Age Trail is within pretty easy reach of the greater Milwaukee area, both in Waukesha County and in Washington County. Are you familiar with Lapham Peak?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a section of the Ice Age Trail that is in Lapham Peak. It's very popular. It's probably one of one of the most heavily used sections of the trail in the state. And in fact, it's going to be the scene of a major trail improvement effort the third week of August, where we do something with a mobile skills crew program to make things better. So that would be a time to join us. But if you go to our website at iceagetrail.org,
yes,
there's a very good mapping tool that's easy to use, and you can get closer to the area or the areas that you are interested in, and it'll take you right to where you need to go.
Thanks. That helps a lot. Maybe for a warmer day.
Thank you.
Yeah, and don't go out there today, but it's a little bit cold. But for another day, for sure. Thank you very much for calling. Although people do use the trail all four seasons, don't they, Tim?
Absolutely. Four season use is can be forgotten about, but that's a shame because this is just a fantastic time of year to be out on the trail. For one, you can really see the landforms. You can really put into context some of the terms, like, you know, I mentioned glacial tunnel channel,
yeah,
or kettles, or cames, drumlins, moraines, all these different aspects that are visible on the land that during the growing season are shrouded with vegetation. And so that is one of the truly great things about using the Ice Age Trail in the leaf-off season. And you won't have any bugs to deal with either.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call very much, Ann. And just to go along with that, there have been a few callers that call and say, can you be a little more specific about where the trail actually goes? And certainly you're going to be very specific if you go online, but can you give our listeners a sort of a general understanding of where the trail runs?
Sure. Well, I'm going to ask your listeners to, like, take their right hand, put it in front of them, and wiggle your thumbs. Are you wiggling your thumbs?
I am.
Okay. So about halfway up your thumb, we'll call that Sturgeon Bay.
Okay.
And it comes down, the Ice Age Trail comes down from Sturgeon Bay on the outside of your hand to where your lifelines come together in the middle of your palm, which would be Janesville.
Yeah.
Now, between Janesville and Sturgeon Bay, it will pass through West Bend, Delafield. It will be very near Whitewater through the Kettle Moraine, Northern Unit, Southern Unit, and the Mid-Kettle Moraine. So now we're about 300 miles into it or so, at the Southern Gateway in Janesville. From there, the trail goes north to the west side, say, of Madison and to Devil's Lake State Park, which is also yep. a Nice Age National Scientific Reserve unit, and swings back up to sort of that little crotch halfway up your index and your middle finger, which we'll call Antigo. Mm-hmm. And from Antigo, it swings pretty much westerly all the way across the northern tier of the state to the western terminus, which is in St. Croix Falls.
You know what? I've had my hand up the whole time, and that's a great way to describe it. You've done that more than once, haven't you, Tim?
You know, it's just something that came to me when talking with folks about it, because from my earliest involvement with the trail right up through today, there's always been the need to raise awareness of it, and even neighbors to the trail, I would find, didn't know of its existence. So that's one little trick, I guess, that I've picked up to help put it into at least a little bit of context for folks.
Yeah, that's great. Marty in Verona with us by phone. Marty, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm excited to hear about this because we live in the city of Verona, just about five houses down from an entrance to the Ice Age Trail, and we use it all the time as a family for hiking. I've got friends that go snowshoeing there in the winter. We walk our dogs there. But my kids also go to New Century School in Verona, which is an environmental elementary school, mm-hmm. and they take the kids to the trail as part of their outdoor learning lab, and the kids are getting to learn amazing, wonderful things about taking care of our environment because of the proximity of that trail to their school.
Oh, that's great. Well, Tim, I'm sure that's good news for you.
Absolutely. Engaging, youth with the surroundings and how the Ice Age Trail fits into that is one of our missions, and we have a program called the Saunters, which works with different school districts around the state to get people out on the trail. Third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders. We do a lot of service learning where we partner with schools and community groups. So I bet you're not too far, Marty, from the Lincoln Street Bridge.
That's exactly where we are.
Yeah.
Well, outside of that.
There's been some improvements on that section of trail over the last couple
sure
of
has.
Years. And we've got another one coming up this year, too. So I hope you keep hiking and you keep enjoying it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Marty, for calling. Appreciate it. Now, that's a great example. There's a family use, school use. How do the majority of people use the trail? Is it day trips or backpacking or camping? Anybody camp along that?
Sure. But the majority of the use is, I think, unquestionably day users and neighbors, people who live close to the trail. Lots of family use in particular. One of the things with winter and snow cover is that you can really gauge what sections of trail are seeing consistent use or very little use or no use. And I'm telling you, the use of the Ice Age Trail is just continued to arc upwards. And, that's what we see from observations of actual conditions throughout the state, from what people tell us, from, of course, social media, what people post about things in that regard. And we commissioned a study from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater a couple of years ago that, because the question of how many people use the Ice Age Trail has long, long been asked. And we could say things like what I just said, but we needed harder data to refer to. And what that study concluded was, and this was 2 years ago, was 1.25 million people use the Ice Age Trail annually. And furthermore, with bringing with that use an economic impact to the state of Wisconsin of about $120 million.
So there's pretty good reason to keep it going.
Yes, there is. And, you know, who was it, Will Rogers? They're not making land anymore, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
But it's the Ice Age Trail touches many aspects of our lives here in Wisconsin, and it's certainly... I'm a native Wisconsinite, but it certainly gives me pride in the Badger State to be able to have a resource available for all of us like the Ice Age Trail.
I certainly would agree with you on that. Cindy, somebody wondered, was actually Bob in Park Falls, wondered if there's any part of the trail that where vehicles are allowed, and if so, where?
The Ice Age Trail is non-motorized.
Mm-hmm.
So vehicles are not allowed on the Ice Age Trail. It's primarily intended as a footpath for foot travel only. Now, there are places where the Ice Age Trail overlays on another trail system. Examples would be like the Sugar River Trail south of Madison,
yep,
or the Gandy Dancer Trail or the Tuscobia Trail. And for portions where the Ice Age Trail is a guest on another trail system while we continue to work to separate uses, then Ice Age Trail abides by the rules of another existing set of conditions.
Okay, so there may be a spot where you would bike. You could bicycle. Certainly... where spots you mentioned were biking trails.
On the state trail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's isolated. It's primarily intended for foot travel.
You've talked about improvements. Typically, how are improvements made to the trail? Who decides what needs to be done, and where does the funding come from?
Improvements to the trail include... trail relocations. For example, a lot of our history was, particularly as the citizens who are the driving force behind the Ice Age Trail, where let's get in there and get something done.
Yeah.
So now as we are maturing as a resource and as an organization, and as a partnership with the DNR and with the National Park Service and with local units of government, we can look at where is the most optimal location for the trail from a sustainability standpoint, from a service standpoint, thinking of Ice Age Trail not as this isolated ribbon, but as the backbone of a trail system that can tie in with other trails with other uses, but having a distinct identity as a foot travel only, hiking, walking, backpacking experience. And the experience varies wildly, you know, from, say, Lapham Peak, we talked about, Delafield, to remote areas in the northwest or the northern part of the state, where you may not see someone for a week, on the trail. And that's, I think, certainly part of its charm. And being able to explore the subtleties of Wisconsin is what is going to hook you with the Ice Age Trail.
Yeah. Well, we've mentioned a couple times that you did a thru hike in 1991. Can you talk about that experience? Tell us about that experience.
Oh, it was a game changer, life changer, for sure. My motivation for it was to explore my home state on foot and with a view camera.
Yeah.
Kind of an old term, view camera, but it's those cameras that are used on a tripod where you put a cloth over your head. They're heavy. So, but it was an art trip as well as a hike for me. And I was the third person to through hike it at that time, and as I said, the biggest challenge to begin with was finding where the trail either was or was supposed to be. That took all kinds of work. There just wasn't information that was reliable, and it wasn't hiker-friendly at the time. I estimate that that hike was about 400, maybe 425 miles of off-road trail experience.
Carrying a through camera.
Yep. So it was pretty ridiculous, Larry. It was like 80 plus pounds in the pack, and I wouldn't be doing it that way again. But today there are 105 people who have either hiked the entirety of the trail, which includes connecting road walks where there isn't established trail. So they've hiked it in sections, and that's probably around 80 people, and about 20, maybe 25 have completed the trail as a through hike. So
we had a Facebook comment from Mark who said he was part of a Boy Scout troop in Boy Scout Troop 37 in Eau Claire that hiked the entire trail in the mid-90s.
Yeah, I think it was 98, but I could be wrong on that. Venture 13, I believe, was their moniker.
Said it was part of it. He was part of it. It was an amazing way to see the state.
Absolutely. There is no substitute for slowing down a little and being in the elements, whether that's pleasant or less than pleasant. It all adds up and accrues into an experience that is not available through any other means.
And I continue, even though we've talked in somewhat specifics about where the trail goes, and certainly you can go to, what's your website again? We have a link to it on our Facebook page. But
it's www.iceagetrail.org.
Iceagetrail.org. But people were wondering, especially from the north, if you've talk about kind of where that goes for a minute.
Sure. Well, let's start at the western terminus, St. Croix Falls. From St. Croix Falls, St. Croix Falls is just a fantastic 7.5 mile section of trail. Oh, to live in St. Croix Falls and to have that resource, I envy the residents of St. Croix Falls. And I love working there. It's just been a blast, and it's fantastic trail. So Ice Age Trail from St. Croix Falls takes overlays with the Gandy Dancer up into Luck and Frederick, and then goes east, Straight Lake State Park. That's an exceptional section of the Ice Age Trail that we just built between 2009 and 11. Continuing east from Polk County, great skiing right now in the Timberland Hills area of Barron County, for example. Cross-country skiing, that would be. And from Timberland Hills, we get over towards Birchwood and then into the Blue Hills, a little bit north of Rice Lake.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, and a little south of, say, Spooner. And we're continuing south and southeast to about Highway 40 and County M for your northern listeners, where there is the Chippewa Moraine and the Chippewa Ice Age Interpretive Center, which attracts about 300,000 people a year.
Yeah.
And there's over, I think it's about 24 miles of continuous Ice Age Trail. Absolutely fantastic camping, plenty of facilities.
So you're giving us a great picture here, and I did want to mention one more Facebook comment as we close out today from Tammy, who's loving the discussion and the website for the trail. She says has wonderful maps and books that help you navigate the trail, so that's an endorsement of what you've been doing. And she plans to run the entire trail along with a friend over a series of weekends over the next couple of years. She says it sure has to be one of our state's gems. I'm certainly agreeing with that, Tim, and thank you so much for taking time to be with us. I'm sorry we're out of time. But Tim Malzahn is Director of Trail Operations at the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Go online. You go to our Facebook page. We've got a link to the site there, and you can learn a whole lot more about the trail. It's truly a remarkable, remarkable gem for the state of Wisconsin. Thanks to him, and thanks to you for listening. Murray Bergen joins us tomorrow to talk about some fun getaways. Stay with us.